Hi, I'm Keith Teedy, coming to you from New Media Central, where you'll find podcasts produced for on-demand digital content distributed directly to your digital device to give you a better understanding of what's going on here in the good old US of A. And we need your feedback to make sure we know what we're doing here. We're doing this to keep people informed on what's being done and what can be done to reverse this crazy thing we call the federal government. Today, I'm going to be talking about good and bad. There's a lot of good going on out there, folks, in the private sector. And we need to make sure that all the good stuff happening has a free rein to expand and grow. And we also got to get rid of the bad stuff, which, as you may know by now, I mean the government, specifically the federal government, but all government pretty much. So you got your good and your bad. They're both happening right now. We got to accentuate the positive and get rid of that government. Well, everything is wrong. Seems like anything that's related to the government is wrong. There is a whole lot of good stuff going on in this country. And my point is, get the government out of the way, please. And all this good stuff that's going on technologically, socially, there's a lot of good stuff going on right now. And sadly, a lot of times it gets overshadowed by the stupid stuff that's going on that started out with the government. We got to get them out, folks. We got to get them out of here. Now, because they're ruining our lives. They're ruining this country. They're ruining the world because the world needs a superpower. The world needs a leader. Just like every country needs a leader, the world needs a leader country. And we're the logical choice. We still, even with all the governments meddling and trying to mess us up, I mean, if you get them out of the way, here's what the government says. Well, we know we got the most powerful country on the planet and the biggest economic engine on the planet, but we're going to rein in back. We're going to rein that in because we can, one, and two, it's advantageous for us because we can kind of slow her down and make sure that we get every teensy weensy little teeny piece of everything. And yeah, I was getting ready to drop the F-bomb because I'm so mad that we have let it get to this point. Anyway, an example of what's going wrong here. Chicken. There's a company in California producing chicken to go to the store. You go and buy the chicken at the store and you take it home and you eat it. All good. What's the problem? Well, they're cutting corners. See, that company knows how to keep that chicken clean with no salmonella and no E. coli. They're producing chicken that's got salmonella and it's making people sick and actually even killing people. So there, here's how this works. They know how to produce clean chicken. But they cut corners because the guy at the top can go, yeah, I made my billion this year. I'm good. They sit around at their brunch and they go, well, yeah, I made my billion. Did you? Yeah, you made your, oh, good. Well, we had to kill a few people to get it, but, you know, we figured it's probably worth it. No. No. It's not worth it one iota. Okay? So what do we do? Well, instead of making a billion, how about we cut that guy back to 800 million? Not that we're in the business of telling people how much they can make like the libs. No, we're telling people that if you are producing a product that's making people sick, you need to spend a little money. Because here's the thing, a whole bunch of subtext on this, but one thing is the USD supposedly shut down because the government shut down. But somehow they rocked in the business there when this company did this. And it's like, they weren't ever shut down in the first place, really. They weren't shut down. Barry just decided he was going to say that to scare everybody. But if they think they can get some pop out of this, yeah. Well, USD all of a sudden is able to go down there and not shut them down, but tell them that they're under the gun. So we got your government lying to us saying that the USD is shut down, but it's not really. And the other thing is, if this company, how is it that the government says, okay, you're making people sick and killing people, but you can stay open. How does that happen? Well, they got a guy in Washington. They pay a guy. And these numbers are made up in my head, but it's just, you know, it's probably close and it's relative and all that stuff. But they give him $50 million to go represent the company in Washington, a lobbyist. How about we don't pay that guy that $50 million and spend that whole $50 million on making sure that the chicken doesn't go out the door with salmonella to start with? Then you won't need a guy in Washington. This is what I mean. It's broken. It's backwards. It's wrong. Everything concerning our government is wrong right now. And we got to take it back, folks. We really, really got to take it back. Okay? So let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about this same company. The big dog in the company don't make his billion this year. That chicken is safe for you and me to go to the store and eat it. And we don't have to worry about whether the USDA is being corrupted or not by some lobbyist who's making $50 million a year and they're all getting their money in their pocket somehow. Let's get out of that mode, folks. Let's get out of that mode where corruption is everything. Where you do your thing and I'll do my thing and we'll make our billion and the country suffers. Let's get out of that mode. Let's get that company going, oh yes, we want to make chicken, fine. We want to raise chickens and sell to people, fine. You do it, but when you're doing it, you make sure it's safe. That's bottom line. That's what your company does. You go ahead, I don't raise them chickens, but when you raise them, you make sure you're raising them right so the people, when they eat them, they don't get sick or dead. And you know how to do it. It's easier not to, but you know how to do it. Get her done. And don't wait for the government to come in and tell you yay or nay. And don't pay somebody so that when the government has to come in and say, now, settle down, y'all, you're getting people sick. You don't have to pay someone to make sure the government doesn't shut you down when something like that happens. Oh, it's so backwards. It's so wrong. It is so wrong. And then you got your military. It's another example. You know, back in the day, I think women are totally capable. I think women, I know some women that could kick butt on most guys I know. It's not like they're weak and it's not like they can't be in the military. But back in the day when it was just men, you never had sexual assault cases within the military. Sometimes military guys would go out and get rowdy and it's not okay, but it happened. Women said, we want to be in the military, and they did it. And now you get sexual assault cases in the military. It's like, durr. Come on now. And as I stated at the beginning of this section, women are totally and completely capable of fighting. And if they want to, good. But we got to keep them separate, folks. It's okay to have two militaries, a male and a female. It's all one big happy family, but you got to keep them separate, man. You put them together and guaranteed they're going to be sexual assault cases. Guaranteed. It can be fixed. You got your girl army and you got your guy army. I was just thinking of this the other day. When I say this, everybody's going, he's racist. He's a racist. No, I'm not. I'm a realist. And what I see, black people, they break the law and get away with it. And they fill up the prisons. And they got your liberals going, well, they were treated improperly. That you see a black guy coming into the store and you automatically think he's going to steal from the place. No, we're not there anymore. We had a lot of problems in this country. No country's perfect. There were some things that probably should never have happened on both sides of that equation. But the reality is now, black people break the law. And I don't want to sound racist, and I'm not. Partly what they say, it's in their head. They don't think it's wrong, and so when they do it, it's okay. It's not. We got to get the black and white back into it. These gray areas aren't working. And the black and white is, if you break the law, you go to jail. And it don't matter if there's another 50,000 black guys in the jail and only one white guy. If the black guy commits a crime, he's going to jail. And it's 50 million and 1 to 1. If that's how the ratio works out, there can't be any quotas in that, or anything, really. You can't say, well, we're going to have to let this black guy off on this little crime he did because there's already 50 million guys, black guys in jail and only one white guy. And there's something wrong. Can't be right. It's right, folks. It's true. It's not right. It's wrong. It's totally wrong. It's completely wrong. I'm going to talk about one more bad thing, and then I'm going to jump over to the good things. And I'm just going to briefly talk about this because it's something that is so wrong. I got a whole podcast that I'm going to devote to this, but it's the Kansas City School District. I live in Kansas City area, so I know this very well. And I also got taxed specifically for that school district. I got my paycheck and it had a lot less money in it because Judge Russell Clark said, we're gonna take money from these folks here so we can make this $2 billion with a B dollar boondoggle. $2 billion later, it's an abject failure. It's worse than it was before they started. Nothing improved. The only thing that happened was a whole bunch of money and product got stolen. I mean, they found tractors that had never been used, still in the box. What are you going to use a tractor for in a high school? I mean, there may be an agricultural aspect to some high school, but tractors, and they never used them. They found computers 10 years after they bought them, still in the boxes that were never used, never even opened, sitting in a warehouse, and they're worthless. They paid through the nose for these things, never opened them up, and because the way technology goes so quickly, these things are worthless. The tractors are all rusted. They were worthless. It was abject failure, totally and complete failure. I want that money back. Yeah, I was personally taxed separately from every other tax I had on my check just for this thing, and it's an abject, total failure. I want my money back. Give me my money back, Judge Russell Clark. I'd like to talk to you face to face one time. See how that works out for you. I guarantee it won't work out too good for you. So, anyway, I'm railing on and on. I do want to talk a little bit about some things are good. And what we got to do, folks, is we got to get the government out so these good things can go. So we can really increase these good things. I went to the library. This is a good thing. I went to the library the other day, walked in, found the book I wanted, went to the little kiosk. A couple seconds later, I'm walking out the door. That's good. Technology says, yeah, you don't have to stand in line, wait for the guy. And libraries, generally, they are really good. And I'm never going to fault the library or the librarians. They really do a good job. But if you don't want to stand in that line and wait to get checked out by a person, you can go to the kiosk over there. And you can check out your own book. And it's just the same as if a librarian checked you out. And you can walk out of that place. You can walk in and walk out in less than a minute or two, have the book you want, go on your merry way. If you want to talk to the librarian, they're still there. And I hope that always stays. I hope they don't get so good at these kiosk checkouts where you don't talk to anybody anymore. Who knows? Anyway, yeah, it's a good thing. It can be great, and we can keep on going. I can envision a time when you walk into the library, find the book you want, and walk out, not even stop. It's got these little readers at the door. When you walk out, it knows what book you have, and it's still on the honor system. You take it back when you're done. If not, you pay for the book, and that's fine. That's excellent. It's how it should be. You borrow the book, take it back. The library system, in my opinion, is one of the greatest things that this government does. Free books. Pretty much anytime you want them. And yeah, books, paper books, you know, they could go away. I hope they don't. I love books. I also love my Nook, and I read it a lot. I like the fact that I can turn the pages easily. It's always something I had a problem with paper books, because you turn a page and you turn two accidentally, or you turn three, or you don't have that with a Nook. And paper books are heavy sometimes. Nooks are real light. I love them for that. I read at night a lot before I go to bed, and if I fall asleep reading, I don't mind so much when a Nook falls on me because it doesn't hurt very bad, but you get one of them big books, and it hurts like a son of a gun when that thing lands on you. But I do love books. I hope we never get to the situation where there's no books left. And there is a happy medium. There is a way to do this so that in the future, we still have books. And you have electronic books. You save a ton of money and a ton of trees doing it that way. And it's good. It can be good. You let the government get a hold of it, and I guarantee it'll be ruined. But the point is, the big picture, there's a lot going wrong. A lot going wrong right now in this country and in the world. But there's a lot going right too. And what we got to make sure, folks, is almost 100% of the time, almost, I said, it's the government involvement that screws it up. We got to get that changed, folks. We got to change so that when we do great things, it can happen. When we find more gas, we use it because we need the gas to get us by until we figure out the next energy source. But let them use it. Don't try to pretend like you're saving the world and the country by cutting off the gas. We know it's a finite amount that there is. We know we got to find an alternate energy source, which we're going to do. We already have. And it'll all work out. If the government gets out of the way, please get out of the way. And y'all out there, please figure out in your own way how you can make sure the government doesn't impede in the progress of this country and the world. There's a lot of good out there, folks. And I know I sound like a doomsayer sometimes and a downer. And I hate that because I'm not really. My real thing is it's gonna be great. Everything's going to be great because we are eventually going to win this fight, folks. We're going to get the government out. We're going to make sure that the federal government does what it's supposed to do. Local governments do what they're supposed to do. State, county, local are all doing their part the way they're supposed to. Not overdoing it, not underdoing it, not way charging people way more than they need to and putting it in their pockets. Now, we're going to get back, folks. It'll never be perfect. I know that. You don't have, you know, nobody has to tell me that. But it can be way better than it is. Way, 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 way better than it is right now. We got to get there. And it's going to be you and me that does it. Let's do it.